Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Another month is here with another special fruit awaiting you. Thank you for bringing me to this month of outstanding success. Thank you for turning every breakdown to breakthroughs in my life. Thank you for opening new doors to me. Lord, thank you for the wonders of the month of February. Thank you for confirming your word in the lives of your people. And thank you for what the month of March holds for us. Breathe upon us afresh today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And you may please be seated. Revelation 22 and verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. 12 manner of fruits, 1 manner of fruit per month, yielded its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. That means this tree of life holds a change of story for people every month. Somebody's story is changing dramatically this month. Every concern of somebody's life or in somebody's life is turning to testimonies this month. Every barrier in anyone's life is turning to signs and wonders this month. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Say with me, outstanding success is my birthright. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13 to 16. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherein shall it be salted? Is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the feet of men. Ye are the salt of the earth. And salt is ever sorted after. That means you are an asset. You are a valuable entity. People will need you. And people will look for you. Salt deficiency can lead to all kinds of health issues. Salt is needed to keep the body on. You see, when you sweat and you taste your sweat, it's salty. Every life has to be salted to stay alive. That means you'll be needed at all times by divine design. Every child of God is a child of value, a child of worth, is an asset, is a blessing, not a burden. So you are a blessing to your family, not a burden. You are a blessing to your community, not a concern. He went on in verse 14, he said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. Verse 15. Just painting the picture of where God has repositioned you by redemption. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel, but on the lampstand that it may give light to all that are in the house. So you are to be a light to everyone on earth. That makes you, in God's grand design, a pace setter, a pathfinder, and a trailblazer. Everybody locating the right steps to take by watching you command unusual results. They want to find out how it's done. He now went on and said, therefore, let your light so shine among men. That means you have a job to do. Therefore, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father, which is in heaven. That is what the Holy Ghost is saying this month, that outstanding success, enviable success, is your birthright if you will care to take responsibility. If you will care to take responsibility. Outstanding success is your birthright. Now, let me ask you to say that and personalize it to yourself. Outstanding success is my birthright. Say it convincingly. Now, for the last time now, outstanding success is my birthright. And I can tell you the month is very pregnant with blessings. Because we'll be exploring three different dimensions of these, both at the Sunday services, or in the Sunday services, at the midweek services, and in the WSF centers. We'll be looking at the different dimensions of how to actualize this birthright in your life. And I believe you are going to swim in that ocean of unstoppable success. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Why do we need biblical laws? There are quite a number of success theories all over the town. Why do we need biblical laws? Even though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We need biblical laws because there are resistances that no human theory can deal with. Israel was hell bound against God's agenda in Egypt for 30 extra years. If you remove 30 from your year, what remains? For 30. So destiny can be resisted from blossoming, not just by a Pharaoh, but by the gods of Egypt. By what? And the gods of Egypt have no respect for business theories of Harvard. But the power of darkness will always bow to the authority of light. And that light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, if you look at Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14, Israel was held bound in Egypt by the operations of the gods of Egypt. There are many destinies today being resisted by the gods of Egypt, and it will take the light of heaven to break their hold from off your life. We need biblical laws because you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Only the laws of scriptures can set a man free from the wickedness of the wicked. We need biblical laws because the dark places of the earth, they are full of the habitations of cruelty. Biblical laws simply means spiritual laws. And it takes spiritual laws to disarm the forces of darkness that may be resisting your fulfillment of destiny. There are many of them. We saw in the book of Ezra how that they made the work of the house of the Lord to cease by force and by power. Amen. Until prophets showed up, and by engaging the laws of the Spirit, the hold of those forces was broken. And then the work of the Lord, the house of the Lord, advanced. Whatever may have been stopping your advancement in life, as we begin to explore the laws of the Spirit, I see you liberated finally. Yeah. Can I hear your loudest amen? Yeah. Also in Zechariah chapter 1, we saw there were four horns. And these are the horns that have scattered Jerusalem and Judah so that no one did lift up the head. There are forces that resist people from lifting up their head. Zechariah chapter 1, and you can read that from verse 17 to 21. You know, they were resisting the rising of the people. And they call it the horns of the wicked. What do I call it? The horns of the wicked. Zechariah chapter 1, and you can start from verse 17 downward. The horns of the wicked. And then four carpenters showed up from heaven to scatter those horns so that destinies could be opened up. One of the elders gave a testimony this morning. For 29 years, the daughter's marriage has been resisted. How many years? 29 solid years. Marital spell was broken. I remember this evening, contrary to what they wrote in the announcement, today is for miracle marriage service. Everyone that desires to be married this year, God spoke to me. Everyone is riding on the waves of glory this year. And I announced that last Sunday. And next Sunday is for miracle babies. Praise the Lord. This year, we are hitting the devil from every side. And that's why the healing and deliverance service is put after each service. No winner that is down for any reason should be left at home. They should be brought. And an interesting power thing happening at the healing service is that some healing power clips from our healing services will be played. And then the anointing will be administered and people can walk into liberty. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
We need spiritual laws because we are confronted with spiritual challenges. We are confronted with spiritual challenges and we need spiritual laws to destroy the hold of those challenges. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
Thank you, Jesus. That's why we need spiritual laws. Remember, I said, the entrance of his word giveth light. And that light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. He said, arise and shine when your light is come. This month, light is coming your way.
Yeah.
And all the traps, all the holds of the paths of darkness shall be broken off you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say with me one more time, outstanding success is my birthright.
Outstanding success is my birthright.
And so we'll be undertaking in this great month another series of teachings that is captioned Exploring Biblical Laws of Success. What is it? Exploring Biblical Laws of Success. Exploring Biblical Laws of Success. Success delivers on laws, not admonitions, not exhortations. Success delivers on laws. You know, I've said it time and again that we work by common sense. You don't go to school to learn how to walk. You don't take two legs at a time. Common sense tells you it's one step after another. You may stagger at the onset, but after some time you can make a straight walk. You don't go to school to do that. But we run by principles. That is, you cannot compete without being conversant with the principles back of your sport. We run by principles. That's why you have a coach. But we fly by instructions. We fly by what?
Instructions.
We fly by instructions. That's why you have it in the flying school. What you have are instructors, not teachers, not professors. They are instructors. You fly by instructions, which connote laws that does not require your input. Your views are irrelevant. You either operate by those laws and you're up, or you refuse them and you are down. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." That's law. You meditate upon it day and night, and then observe to do what is written there and then you make your way prosperous. You have to do what the law says before you can command good success. You have to do what the law says before you can command good success. So it's so important to know that until you embrace the laws, you remain on the floor. You have to embrace the law. Now look at what he said in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. "If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe all that I command thee this day," you observe to do all his commandments. Commandments. Not take to his advice. Do his commandments. And do his commandments that the Lord your God will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. So you have to understand the commandments in order to experience outstanding success. You have to understand the commandment. So it's a matter of embracing the commandment to stay in command. That means no one will ever command success without embracing all his commandments. Then it will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. Glory to God. Exploring biblical laws of success and observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. So every child of God is a potential global phenomenon. Every child of God is a potential global phenomenon. I read years ago when the Lord said, "There is a place for you on top if you are interested." If you are interested. I said, "Lord, I'm interested." And then you better take care of everything I command you to do. Every child of God is a potential global phenomenon. Every child, you are the salt of the earth, not the salt of your village. You are the light of the world, not the light of your country. So every child of God is a potential global phenomenon. Every child of God. But it will take doing all his commandments as it relates to scaling the utmost height to get there. And this month we'll be looking at a foundational law upon which all the others operate, where we begin to explore all the ancillary laws that will make it work. But without this foundational law, our efforts will remain in futility. What is that law? As read to us in the epistle, we discover that the love of God in the heart of man is the anchor law of success. The anchor law of success. Which is the greatest commandment of the law? That's what that young lawyer asked Jesus. And Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 36 to 40, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew 22, verse 36 to 44. With all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. He said, this is the first and the great commandment. First. Everybody say first. Oh, first things first. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. That is what makes it foundational. And if the foundation be destroyed, the righteous can do nothing. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For on these two commandments operate all the laws and the prophets. That means prophecies are even fulfilled on that platform. Prophecies are fulfilled to the level of your love for God. Come on now. That's the anchor law of success. Not using God, but loving God. Come on now. Too many people are just busy using God, but loving God. For eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. It has not entered the heart of any man. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Just show me a true lover, and I'll show you another global phenomenon in the making. Show me a genuine lover, an anointed lover, and that's another star rising. That's another star rising. That's another high flyer on the way. Joseph the lover became Joseph the king. How can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? Oh, but I fear God. Even in his ordeal, in his challenges, oh, I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love with God. And Joseph, the prisoner, became Joseph the prime minister. Outstanding success. The doors of destiny can never be closed against a true lover. A true lover of Jesus will emerge a high flyer, the weight of enmity notwithstanding. Glory to God. David, a man after God's own heart, became a national hero at the age of 17. Job, the lover of God, became Job the business king. He was the greatest of all men in the business world in his days. A true heart for God qualifies you to make a great mark on the earth. A true heart for God qualifies you to make a great mark on the earth. We are these three boys, or four of them, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I qualify them as mad lovers. Their love was stronger than death. And in a land of no future, they were captives. God turned them to the custodians of the destiny of that same nation. They subdued Babylon, practically. Daniel remained relevant for 65 years in that nation in government. Why? Love never faith. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8. The love of God is failure proof. It's immune to failure. A lover may be challenged, but he will emerge a champion, no matter what. A lover may be challenged, but he must end up the champion at the end of the day. He may be diversely challenged, but I tell you, that's another striking champion in the making. As long as he keeps that love burning, the champion in him is bound to show forth. Joseph was challenged, but he came out. David was challenged, but he marched on the topmost top. The anointed lover of God may be challenged, but he must come out of it triumphant. So somebody here is coming out. You know, Job said, even though he slays me, I will yet love him, I will yet trust him. They say, curse God and die. Curse God, are you stupid? Get out of my way. He will let go of anything but God. He said that all my body is racked with all kinds. Has not changed God's position. He's still my God. And God said, look at him. I will restore him. And he gave him twice as much as he had before. Whatever you may have lost, this is your year of double restoration. This is your year of double restoration. This is your year of double restoration. The law of love. In Romans chapter 13 and verse 8, just to corroborate Matthew 22, 36 and 40, he said, owe no man anything but love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. He that loveth another has fulfilled the law. So the love of God is the fulfillment of the law. Now verse 13 of the same chapter. He said, love is the fulfilling of the law. Chapter 8 of Romans and verse 10. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Chapter 13. So when you are in love, you have fulfilled the law. And when the law is fulfilled, verse 10, love worketh no evil to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. And when the law is fulfilled, then you are set up above all nations of the earth. That makes it interesting. He said, if you do all that I command thee, then I will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. And the love of God is said to be the fulfilling of the law. So when you are in love with God, you have fulfilled the law. That means you become a candidate for the topmost top. And that's where you are going. You become a candidate for the topmost top. Where you are is irrelevant. Where you stand with God is what is important. Where you are is irrelevant. How could God come down to a countryside like Ottawa to erect the largest church auditorium in the world? There could be convention centers, all kinds, but where people gather in the morning and worship the Lord and jam-pack the place, is only one in the world for now. Amen. You know, anywhere you are, notwithstanding, if that's where God has put you, you can make your global impact where you are. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Many have fled from their country to various nations of the world, yet they have no identity. There is no nation of the world where there are no failures, both nationals and foreigners. People commit suicide every day in developed country. Why? They are in a developed country, but they are not developed. And you think everybody that came through Harvard has an imprint? No. Maybe less than 25%. Where you stand as a person is what defines your destiny. So when you have a right standing with God, then your case is settled. When you have a right standing with God, then your case is settled. When you have a right standing with God, then your case is settled. Can I tell you this? Anything you love more than God has placed a limit on your destiny. Anything you love more than God has placed a limit on your destiny. Anything you love more than God, my business first, that's why you are last. My profession first, that's why you are last. Anything you love more than God makes you an idolater. That's your idol. Or do I worship it? How does love enthrone? We all recognize that God is love. And so when you are in love, you imbibe God's nature. And is king of all the earth. So you imbibe royalty. When you are in love, you imbibe the nature of God because God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. God is love. And when you imbibe, when you walk in love, you imbibe his nature. And his nature is royal nature. So you find yourself on top. How love enthrones. Number two, love establishes companionship with God. You remember we said earlier on, God is love, and two cannot walk together except they be agreed. So when you are in love, you are able to walk together with God. You enjoy God's companionship. And if God be for us, what happens? Who can be against us? An established walk with God guarantees unlimited breakthroughs. When you and God are walking together, every closed door opens to you on their own accord. Can I hear your amen? Yeah. He said, lift up your head, see gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. So when you are walking together with God, all closed doors open up on their own accord. And love is the only way to have an established companionship with God. Love is one way to have an established companionship with God. Love is the only way to have an established companionship with God, because two cannot work together except they have a common nature. And God is love. So when you are in love, you enjoy his company. Can I hear your amen? Yeah. We saw this man called Cyrus. He said, whose right hand I have holding, I'm walking together with him to subdue nations before him. And now we caused the two leaf gates to open up for him, and the gate shall not be shut. Say, I will break before him I will cut in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder bars of iron. Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 3. I'm holding his right hand, I'm walking together with him, nothing can stop him. So when you have God's company, when you are keeping company with God, you are unstoppable. Beginning from this season, I see you enjoy that unstoppable grace in your journey. Yeah. Can I hear your loudest amen? Yeah. Remember also that when he that walks with the wise shall be wise, and a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. When you're walking with God, you are tapping into his wisdom. And by wisdom, kings reign, and princes decree justice. By wisdom, kings reign. Proverbs 8, 15 and 16. So when you are walking with God, you are tapping into his wisdom. And by that wisdom, you begin to reign on the earth. You begin to reign on the earth. You emerge tops in your field. Amen. He inspires strange things inside you. He gives you strange insight because you are walking with him. He that walks with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. Remember, wisdom is the principal thing, and therefore get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Exalt wisdom and she shall promote you. She shall bring you to honor when thou dost embrace her. A crown of glory shall she deliver unto thee and an ornament of grace. Proverbs 4, 7 and 8. So the wisdom of God empowers us to reign. The wisdom of God empowers us to be outstanding in our pursuit. The wisdom of God empowers us to reign in our field. Can I hear your loudest amen? That's what it takes. That's how the love of God empowers us to reign. That's how the love of God enthrones us in our journey. Please understand this morning that a true heart for God is a fundamental requirement for scaling utmost heights in life. And from all the examples and illustrations of scriptures, you can see that very clearly. All that you and I will need, therefore, is, Lord, enlarge my heart for you. Glory to God. Anoint me to another level of love. And then you find everything opening up to you supernaturally. You find everything opening up to you supernaturally. I'd like you to receive that spirit of love right now because it exists. He said, God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So there is the spirit of love. When that spirit comes on a man, he anoints him for the topmost top. When that spirit comes on a woman, he anoints her for the topmost top. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 and 7. I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God that's in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, and by the laying of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. So there is the spirit of love. Receive that now in the name of Jesus. Receive that now in the name of Jesus. Receive that now in the name of Jesus. Receive that spirit now in the name of Jesus. When I encountered that spirit back in 1876, all my struggles ceased. I could see a future in my future. I knew tomorrow was going to be bright. Just by that encounter from Matthew 6 and verse 33, you know, the word I've spoken to you, he said, they are spirit and they are life. And the Lord said to me, if you will seek me first and my kingdom, all these things that others are dying to get, they shall be added to you. All that they are dying to get. I mean, I believe what entered me that day was a spirit. Glory to God. I mean, and it destroyed any kind of self in me. I saw me hooked onto God, buried in Christ. It was so real to me, I could see a future in it. And I believe it was the Spirit of God that empowered me to write that vow and empowered me to keep that vow. And I'm keeping that vow with all excitement, and I've been keeping it with all excitement. What I have and what I don't have does not tamper with it. Glory to God. Somebody's here today, that same anointing is coming upon your life. Loving God does not reduce you. It enhances you. Glory to God. Loving God does not rob you of anything. It adds everything to you. Loving God does not deprive you of anything. It decorates you with everything. When you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, they call it marriage. That's marital love. That's matrimonial love. And you don't need to stand election. As long as you are married to a president of a nation, you enjoy a presidential treat. How many agree with that? Every wife of a president of any nation is a first lady, no matter her age. First lady has the right to enjoy presidential treaty anywhere, not only in this nation, wherever he goes. Wherever he goes. So when you are married to Jesus, the dignity of his office reflects on your life wherever you turn. You enjoy a first lady order of treatment. And here you are, the celebrated wife of the eternal King of Kings. His tenor never ends. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. When you love God to a point of marriage with God, then your case is settled. And that anointing is yours this morning in the name of Jesus. That anointing is yours this morning in the name of Jesus. Another law of success we look at briefly this morning is the law of spiritual empowerment. Say with me, the law of spiritual empowerment. The law of spiritual empowerment. I'll call it the law of the anointing. Jesus stood there in Nazareth with no identity until one day when he returned in the power of the Spirit, and his fame just broke forth. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. He returned in the power of the Spirit, and he became an outstanding figure almost immediately. Verse 18 says, and all the eyes of the synagogue were fixed on him. All their eyes were fixed on him. Chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. All their eyes were fixed on him. Is this not Joseph's son? His level changed immediately. Verse 37, his fame spread abroad to all the country. From the region to the country, from the country to the world, the anointing was catapulting him. Now receive that anointing in the name of God. Now the apostles were a bunch of failures hiding about in the upper room. And then suddenly the power came. And as the power came, they took over. They took over the entire city. As the power came, they took over the entire city. As the power came, they took over the entire city. And one day, 3,000 men were added to the church. Acts chapter 4, verse 4, 5,000 were added. Acts chapter 5, verse 14, multitude of men, both of men and women, were added to the church. Acts chapter 6, verse 7, the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Acts 13, 44, almost the whole city came to church. I mean, it was galloping success. What do I call it? Somebody's going to experience that this year. And you know, it's a year of waves of glory. Year of what? Waves of... Before you recover from one, another one will come. Our year of waves of glory. And that's what the anointing does. That's what the anointing does. People have thought that only preachers need the anointing. No. No. Every child of God that fulfills destiny in the grand style needs to be anointed. Every king in Israel is anointed to reign. And every child of God is redeemed as priests and kings to reign on the earth. So every child of God needs to be anointed to fulfill their royal destiny. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 and 10. He has redeemed us out of every kindred, every tongue, every nation. And has redeemed us unto our God as priests and kings, and we shall reign on the earth. So every child of God is redeemed to reign, but has to be anointed to reign. 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 Because as you rise, among other things, the wicked sees your rising and they begin to gnash their teeth. What? We must kill him. What? We must destroy him. So you need to be anointed to be protected. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You need to be anointed to command supernatural breakthrough. Thus said the Lord to Cyrus, to his anointed. So you need to be anointed to command supernatural breakthroughs. You need to be anointed to be to stay protected from the angry, wicked, envious, bitter people. Your rising will not be pleasant to everybody. In fact, there are more people will be angry with your rising than will be happy with it. They may greet you, that doesn't mean they're happy. They can take your name to places to see how to undo you. But when you are anointed, you begin to undo them. Can I hear your amen? Yeah. That's why everyone that must reign successfully, impactfully on this earth must be anointed. You are anointed to reign. You are anointed to remain enthroned. You are anointed to be preserved. You need to be anointed. Glory to God. You need to be anointed. Why? The anointing opens up destinies. The anointing breaks barriers. And the anointing empowers for exploits. In Isaiah 61 and verse 3 to 5, he has given us the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of the spirit of heaviness, that it may be called trees of righteousness, the plants of the Lord, that it may be glorified. And they shall build the old ways. They shall raise the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations, and men shall call them. It's all about exploit. It takes the anointing to command exploits. It takes the anointing to command exploits. It takes the anointing to remain enthroned. It takes the anointing to destroy the anger of the wicked. It takes the anointing. So everybody that must command supernatural breakthroughs, outstanding breakthroughs, must be anointed. Another week is here. We're waiting on the Lord. And waiting on the Lord is one of the spiritual laws that entitles you to fresh oil. It's one of the prices you pay for fresh oil. It's going to the filling station of heaven to refuel. So engage in praying for the fresh oil that will take you to the next level. Everybody must scale through to the next level this month. If you are one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. And as this fresh oil comes on you, move to the next level. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Say with me, I'm changing level this month. By the love of God in my heart. And the fresh oil on my head. I am changing level this month. I am changing level this month. I am changing level this month. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? No matter the brightness and the clarity and the validity of your vision, it takes the anointing to accomplish it. He said, tell, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1 to 6. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. You need the anointing to continue to break forth in your business, in your career, in your profession. You need the anointing to break forth in your ministry. You need fresh oil to break forth in your business. You need fresh oil to move on in your life. I believe with these two at work in you, even the sky is not the limit. I'll be alive to see men and women in this church fly much higher than wherever I stop. Somebody's in this room today, you will be launched into that realm this hour. A heart for God is fundamental. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is required. And a combination of the two will launch you to the next level. Somebody is changing level dramatically today. That looks like you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody is going to experience the Acts of Apostles order of promotions this month. From 3,000 to 5,000. From 5,000 to multitudes. And from multitude to great multiplication. Somebody's changing level after that order here. You believe it? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. In search of a missing treasure, this anointed word is to help you partner with Jesus in search of a soul this month of March. Amen. You make it a project in search of a soul, and it's a kind of name your prize project God will use as a trigger for your change of level. Every living winner must embark on this project of a soul for Christ in the month of March, and that becomes a trigger for your outstanding success. Amen. This is one of the tools God has used in my life in changing my level. I change level every year because every soul, as is valuable to God, is valuable to me. So please take this in search of a missing treasure. He said, the kingdom will be like a treasure that is hidden in the field, which when a man has found, he sold all that he has to buy that field. Buy into this project. See this soul saved by prayers, by outreach, and bring them to the cells, see them to the zones, and bring them into the church. That's all you need. One only. One soul. I was saved at the age of 15. Doesn't have to be an old man. Any soul is valuable to God. And every soul is valuable to God. He doesn't have to have anything. It's everything that he needs. Jesus. Give it to him. Give him Jesus. And every other thing will start following. Big God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Now you know the child of a lion is a lion. And the child of a king is a king. Jesus is the King of Kings, and so we are anointed kings of the earth. And that means no one here shall be downtrodden anymore. Everyone is ascending the throne. Everyone is reigning in Christ, with Christ on earth, and that includes you. Big God, mighty God.
Yeah.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven? Spirit of God, empower me to love God to the next level. Shed the love of God abroad in my heart today. Somebody's praying. They were all in one accord praying, and then the Holy Ghost came down. They were not watching, they were praying. Pray right now. That is the anchor law in the school of success. You're loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Loving God undeservedly. Holy Ghost, and fire the love of God in my heart afresh. Empower me to the next level. In Jesus' precious name. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 So shall it be. In this great week of our spiritual emphasis, I'd like you to press for fresh anointing. Right now, where you stand, lift up your two hands. Lord, anoint me afresh to fulfill your divine plan for my life. Anoint me afresh to break forth to the next level of your agenda. Anoint me afresh. Lord, let this week be a week of spiritual empowerment for me. Let this week be a week of spiritual empowerment for me. Let this week be a week of spiritual empowerment for me. Nerish karodapes ketosane yeshiga bariskato mekarado shegiradamba. Anoint me afresh. This week, to fulfill divine plan in a grand style. Spirit of God, anoint me afresh to the next level. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. He said, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Why? When you give him your heart, you can give him anything. You can give any other thing to him without feeling it. Because wherever the heart of a man is, there is treasures will be also. That's why a heart for God empowers you for wealth. Empowers you for what? A heart for God empowers you for wealth. Empowers you for wealth because you give liberally, lavishly, undeservedly, not even looking for anything coming out of it. Just in love, and then everything starts coming out of it. Glory to God. Glory to God. One day I told the folks, I said, now, God spoke to me that everybody should bring whatever he has in his pocket out now because we are going to do something. We are going on an outreach. We are all just kids. Everything. Now, not knowing where to eat the next meal from, joyfully, excitedly, I pull out my pocket. I said, folks, can see my pocket is out. There's nothing in here or anywhere else. Without a feeling for yourself, when your heart is given, you give anything you have without feeling it. And you have everything back in return. How many things back?
Everything.
Saints of God, I have never looked for what to eat since 1976. I've never gone without food because there is nothing to eat. It works. By this anointing, whatever has not been working around your life, I decree they start working now. You are not just scaling heights this year, you are scaling heights with speed. Before this month is over, it will be clear you have gone to the next level. This month, you are changing levels supernaturally. this month, you are changing levels supernaturally. This month, you are changing levels supernaturally. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. How many will say, I'm changing level? Supernaturally. This month.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come. Hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Otta,